I'm going to get my eyes and nose upgraded. Bai Yang, an actress of Republic in Shanghai, surgeons would cut and extract the tissue in her eyelids, separate the soft tissues of her nostril, and insert a nose implant. This would make her face to look more three-dimensional. In China, constructions of women's body and face were in high demand, at least for some women, if not for the all in 1930s Shanghai. Many actresses and elites of the time, such as Zhou Xuan and Lin Huiyin, transformed their face through cosmetic surgery, despite the pain and risk healing the violent process. They believe adding an additional layer of eyelids will help them to look more modern and more attractive, with an exotic and cosmopolitan flavor. When the first generation of New England trained American surgeons returned to Shanghai in the 1910s, they brought cosmetic surgery with them. For instance, Dr. Song Ruyao and Dr. Zhang Disheng, who were central figures to this story, both studied at the University of Pennsylvania. In his autobiography, Zhang Disheng recalled his conversation with a fellow on a ship returning Shanghai. "I could have an effing life in the United States, but I love my country more. I want to bring new skills there. I had new expectations for the forthcoming new China." Cosmetic surgery served as a socio-technical imaginary in Republican Shanghai in a twofold fashion. American-trained surgeons, like Zhang Disheng, connected their skills to assertions of patriotic nationalism. And for its female consumers, cosmetic surgery was perceived as a means for them to upgrade their bodies and become more than women. As China's largest harbor and trading port, Republican Shanghai was a bustling cosmopolitan metropolis. It featured an abundance of medias, press, yellow music, theater, films, and pictorial publications. Among them, the popularity of calendar posters, or 月份牌, reached its peak around the 1930s. As a visual genre, most 月份牌 featured portraits of beautiful women, sometimes used as advertisements for commodities such as cigarette and medicine. In the 1910s and 1920s, portraiture published on 月份牌 preferred women with long, thin eyebrows, almond-shaped eyes, slim body, and small breasts as signs of classical beauty. Starting from the early 1930s, posters promoted models with double eyelids, three-dimensional European-centered facial structure, and sexy-orienting impulse. Many portraitures liberated women from domestic confinement by photographing them playing outdoor sports. "I feel much more confident after the double eyelid and nose surgeries," said the blockbuster actress Zhou Xuan about her anxiety of being kept out of the stranglehold of modernity. "My face became not as flat as before." Driven by such anxiety of modernity, many Chinese women in Republican Shanghai, like Zhou Xuan, had their faces manually crafted, like reconstructing a landscape. The typical Chinese face with low-angled nose, brown contour, and thin and long ice was gradually perceived as being two-dimensional, or in other words, too flat. Classical beauties, like the ones appreciated in traditional paintings and poetry, were no longer fashionable. Women in Republican Shanghai were fascinated with changing their face to make themselves look more three-dimensional. Concepts of beauty is highly racialized, and European-centered facial structure was considered as being superior and modern. Surgical practices, like nose and double eyelid surgeries, were at first vehemently denounced by the press because many believed that it would violate one's physiognomy by changing facial structure. In the early 20th century, it was still widely believed that one's face could tell about one's fortune, health, and personal success. But later, after the new cultural movement was initiated by May 4th intellectuals, the emancipation of women was translated into the liberation of their body. And then this new image got worked through the cutting of eyelids and the inserting of breast and nose implants. Face became a construction site in which imaginaries of medical science, dreams of modernity, knowledge of feminine aesthetics, as well as anxiety of eagerness to chase all those things, were all squeezed into the practice of a woman having her facial landscape changed. On the one hand, cosmetic surgery enabled women to control their own body in pursuit of beauty, especially when standards transform over time. On the other hand, this desire trapped women in intensive labor as they endured a series of violent and risky operations to embody such socio-technical imaginaries. Indeed, cosmic surgery made Republican women feel that they became closer to the modern present and future. What happened when things go wrong in these surgical practices? How would they crack the surgical accidents on face? Making changes on one's face has always been a highly unpredictable and risky process. It could not be done in any formulated way, but involved tacit knowledge on aesthetic and medical evaluation. Judgments needed to be done in speedy operations. Women in Republican Shanghai seemed to have little interest in those questions. Cosmic surgery was a technique, but also a symbolic imaginary. It paints a beautiful future named after modernity and invites women to pursue it, forgetting all the pain, risk, and violence involved. The surgeons returned from the United States, like Zhang Disheng and Song Ruyao, not only brought back techniques, but also their faith in this future and present. Same as the devoted women in Republican Shanghai.